escape from the storm. Once years ago, you turned our unhappiness to joy. You can do it once more. You can rule this land. No man disputes your power, but rule over the living, not the dead. When no men throng the streets, the city walls are nothing, and our proud ships mere empty shells.
Oh, my poor children. I understand the passions that brought you here. I know that you are plagued with sickness, yet sick as you are, not one as sick as I. What each of you suffers is your own pain, no one else's. But I suffer for you, for my city, and for myself. I was not asleep. You are not waking me. I have been weeping for a long time. I have paced my restless room, thinking, thinking. In the end, I found a remedy, and I have put it to work. I have sent Creon, brother of the queen, to Delphi. There at Apollo's oracle, he will learn, if he can, what I must do, or promise to do, to save the city. I have been counting the days, and I am troubled, for he should have returned. What can be keeping him? This is the day. He should be here. But whenever he returns, I will do what the god orders.
Your promise is given in good time. They say that Creon is here.
O Lord Apollo, may his news shine as bright as the hope on his face.
The news must be good. He is crowned with laurel, a wreath thick with berries.
We shall soon know. See where he comes. O brother, Prince of Thebes, what answer do you bring us from Apollo?
A powerful answer. Our deep agonies will be healed if they are treated right.
What did the oracle say? Your words are ambiguous. I still hover between hope and fear.
Do you wish me to speak in public in front of all these men? I will, of course, but should we not go inside?
Let them hear, for I suffer for them more than for myself.
Then I will tell you what I heard. In plain words, the oracle commands us to expel from Thebes an old pollution. We are sheltering a thing that is killing us and is beyond cure. We cannot let it feed upon us any longer.
What pollution? How are we to expel it from our midst?
By exile or by death? Blood must answer for blood. A murder blew the deadly plague breath on our city.
A murder? Whose? Did the god not name the man?
My lord, Laius once was our king before you came to rule over us.
I know. I never saw the man, but others told me of him.
He was murdered. Apollo demands that we take revenge upon the man who killed him.
Where are the killers? How, after so many years, can we find a clue to solve the crime?
Apollo said, the killer is amongst us. We must search and be aware of everything.
Where was he killed? In the palace, or outside the city, or in some other country?
Laius told us that he was going to the shrine of a god. He never came home again.
Was there no witness, some attendant to tell what happened?
They were all killed, except for one. He escaped, but his terror made him forget all but one thing.
What was that? That one thing may be the key that unlocks this whole mystery.
He said a band of highwaymen attacked them. They were outnumbered and the king was killed.
Strange that highwaymen should be so bold. Unless they were bribed by some faction from the city.
We considered that, but when Laius was killed, the city was besieged with other troubles. There was no time for vengeance.
What troubles could have stopped you from finding the killer of your king?
The Sphinx. Her riddle stopped our ears and brought destruction.
Once again, I must bring the darkness into the light. Apollo is right to show, as you do, this concern for the dead. I will obey his command. I will stand by your side. I will avenge this country's loss. It is my duty. I do it not for some unknown friend, but for myself. We must expel this evil. Whoever killed King Laius might be the death of me. Who knows? It might happen even now. It is in my own interest to avenge your slaughtered king. My children, leave the altar steps. Raise the olive branches to the sun. Call the elders of Thebes to gather here. Tell them I will do all that is in my power. With the god's help, we will be saved. Without it, we are lost.
Rise up, my children. We came to hear just this, and our king has given his word. Apollo has sent us an oracle. May he walk among us and heal us and drive this plague from our city.